Hey everybody, welcome to Robertons 365. I think it's day number 2108. So I'm in the mobile studio again. I'm heading back from Geelong after spending 2.5 hours or so, maybe actually close to three. Let's go with 2.5. With a client of mine, his wife, and friend as well, and I really had a nice time. One of the things that we were talking about is where you spend your time, how you're living your life. If you like a DOD date on your life, like what comes after the dash, then would you live your life differently now? What would you do in the closing moments of your life and that kind of stuff? It's a really interesting question, and I'd like you to consider it today, because are you really living your best life? And I think for most people, they are not. Most people go through life, let life happen to them, rather than really go at it and say, do you know what, I'm going to take a massive risk on me so that I can achieve the things that I want to achieve. I'm going to back me to achieve what I want to achieve for me. Most people don't do that. Most people just continue to do the same thing over and over and over again and just hope that there's enough money or whatever, enough distraction each day to enable them to get through one day, one week, one year after the next, to the next, to the next, to get to a point in time where they feel like they can just go and enjoy their life. That's what a lot of people do. And then whatever that enjoyment looks like, it could be, a lot of people say, I would play more golf, I would do this, I would go out more, I'd dine out more, all that kind of stuff. Well, those things aren't important to me. But what it comes down to, I think about the choices that I've made in my life, and I think back now to the fact that if I had not had decided to take a risk on myself and leave a corporate job to run my own business and to be that stay-at-home dad, for me, I highlighted when I had kids that I was not going to be like my dad. I was not going to be an absent father. I was going to show up for my kids in a greater way than my dad did, so that if anyone asked them, their kids asked them, or their kids' kids asked them, what was grandpa like, great-great-grandpa was like, then they would be able to remember all the different things that they did with me and their mum, but specifically with me. And that's really important for me. The experiences that we have in life are more likely to remember than the money that you give your children or things that you buy your children. It's just the way that it works. So I wanted that to be different. And so now I think, So I made that decision in 2007, and then 2009 was the decision when I said, all right, I'm leaving now. I need to leave now. I want to do this now. And at that time, so 2009, Emily was born in 2005. So 4 and 2 were the ages of the kids. But I started studying 2 years before. My wife was pregnant with Liv. And that's where it all started. And then so from 2009, I was the full-time stay-at-home dad with doing some work in the business to grow it through the day, but also, starting to pick up a couple of clients to work in the early evenings and that kind of stuff. And then as the kids got older, it changed and everything. But it was important for me to spend all that quality time with the kids. Like, I did all the meals, I did the nappies, I did the taking them to mother's group. I was the mother in the group there for a while. Taking them to the local council thing that they put on for kids and the new mums. I was the only mum there. I'm sorry, the only mum. Good one, Rob. I was the only dad there. I was segregated from the group. Nobody really interacted with me. They all just wanted to sit around and kind of like bitch about stuff and drink coffee and not interact with their kids. And I'm like, isn't this a time for us to be interacting with the kids and spending time with each other's kids and all that kind of stuff? And I ended up being the one outside playing with all the kids while they sat inside and bitched and moaned and everything about the stuff that was going on in life. And I was not welcomed in the group at all. And it's like, okay, well, I'm used to this. I've always been treated as a bit of an outcast, so that was fine with me. But I got to bond with my kids more and other kids, and yeah, it was a very unique part of my life. And then of course since that time I've had a full-time business, and what was important for me was to have my business from home, because I was over all the corporate travel. I'd done 19 years of a lot of travel and a lot of messing around, and I was just done with it. It's just not me. I don't enjoy that side of things. So I wanted to have everything at home. So I created this beautiful home and had everything that I needed and wanted there. So I didn't need to go anywhere. And everybody came to me. It was like living on a resort. And so now I think about all these years later, like Liv passed away a year ago. And I think, imagine if I hadn't have made that decision to run my own business. And imagine if I had still stayed corporately. What would that have meant in terms of the time that I now didn't spend with the kids? And that time that I can never have back with either of them, but specifically with Liv. Like, you just can't get it back. And so it makes me think about what a great decision that was, because I spent so much time with Liv and more time with her than anyone else when she was in hospital, because of, especially during those traumatic stages, because her mum found it too distressing to be there, and I like just stepped up and did it all. And through that experience, Liv and I got to really know each other on another level, and she was like my best friend through that experience, because we just got to know each other and talk about everything for like hours and hours and hours and hours. And towards the like her last few hospital stays, I was like Zoom calling her at night time to try and help her get through all the things that she was feeling, and the anxiety and the stress and everything. I'd be on the phone with her for 5-6 hours a day, just trying to help put her at ease, distract her, all that kind of stuff. And so we talked about a lot of stuff. And it was hard. It was hard to do because it was unrelenting and I was tired at the end of the day. But if I hadn't done those things, then I think about all the things that wouldn't have been said, all the things we wouldn't have talked about. And so why am I telling you that? Because you don't know what comes after the dash, and you don't know what the date is that they're going to put in after the dash. And what am I talking about? You know, you've got a date of birth, dash, DOD, date of death. That's what comes after that dash. That really matters. Like, what sort of life have you lived? What sort of life are you living? Are you living it to the fullest? Because it will be gone as soon as you know it. Like this year, in another few months, I'll be 56. Now, 55 felt like it was just a few weeks ago.
Speed limit, camera ahead.
Thank you. I still feel like I'm 32. I still feel like I haven't peaked in my life yet. I'm still super excited about all the things that I get to do. I'm excited about the things that I get to see and share with my daughter, Em, and see what she does and see her have all the success in her life. I'm super excited about those things. And there's just so much to live for. I'm excited about the unknown. I'm excited about the people that I am yet to meet. I'm excited about where the next great thing that I'm going to be able to do, the next great relationship that I'm able to form, to make magic happen. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about getting to that point in my life where my schedule is a little bit freer and I can spend more time, say, working out and doubling down even more so on my health and wellness. I'm excited about that because the older I get, the more I'm going to focus on it. And I'm sure the older I get, the more technologies and breakthroughs and so forth are going to come. Some things will never change, but the fact that we need to lift weights and we need to do those things, that will never change. We still need to keep doing that. How we do it may change a little bit, but we have to keep doing it. Super important. The essential types of foods that we need to eat, that will still remain the same. And there may be better supplements and that kind of stuff. I'm sure that will be true. I think that part of my life I'm really excited about as well. Maybe I'm in my 60s and I start to say, do you know what? I'm going to just take on less clients, or I'm going to do less coaching, or, you know, something like that. Maybe life will look different that way and I will not have to be so much under pressure in how much time I've got to do this particular workout and when I need to get back to that next appointment. Having said that, I do like the busyness of my life and the fact that every day I've got something to do, something to look forward to, a client to coach, etc., etc. But maybe it just comes down to I will take on less clients as I get older and I can put more of a focus on me. Maybe I will not take any clients past 5 o'clock. Maybe I don't know, who knows. But I'm excited about it. And what you'll never get back is that time to spend time with those important people in your life. And that's why I use the example of Liv. And so that's why I really value the time that I do get to spend with my daughter Em now, because it's only a matter of a relatively short amount of time where she won't live with me and she'll be out living her own life and doing her own thing. And maybe I might only see her once a month, or maybe I'll get to speak to her a couple of times a week or once a week or whatever. She's hard enough to get on the phone as it is now. I just think it's really important that we live our best lives. Because most of us are not. Most of us can do better, and even I can do better. And that's what excites me about me, is that I'm always looking for an opportunity to grow and do better. Keep adding value to people. Like today, yeah, it's an effort to have to spend, you know, 3.5 to 4 hours of driving from my house after I've been super busy all week to go and visit people. But I can tell you the impact that I've had on those two people today has been worth it. It's really been worth it. And it's meaningful to me too. If I'm in a position to do something for somebody, then I will do it. And I think it's important that people know that you are there for them, no matter what it is that they're going through in your life. I keep talking about this last week, your inner circles and you're building trust and all that kind of stuff, and you'll find just by life's experience that most people will let you down, most people will disappoint you, most people will not treat you the way that you want to be treated, or even the way that you would treat others. But this is kind of life's way of educating you by experience to say who you know to spend time with and who you don't know. Who you know not to spend time with. And this, again, is part of life's journey, making sure you're spending with the right people and making them aware of what they mean to you. You never get a chance to have these experiences again. So that's why the older I get, I look to have those experiences that are once in a lifetime, like meeting certain people. And it's usually multi-angled, so that there might be celebrity branding and and that kind of thing thrown into the mix as well. I've actually got a very busy May and June in meeting celebrities. I'm not going to tell you who they are. Obviously, Vince Vaughn, he's one of them coming up. I have met Vince Vaughn, but he's coming to Australia with my coach. But there's a bunch of others that are coming too. Not your A-list celebrities, but still like famous people. And that's exciting. And some movie stars I'm meeting as well as an athlete. It's all cool. It's all really cool stuff. That's what I like to do with my time. So rather than go out for a meal, I'll go for an experience that I will never forget. A meal you forget. Meals are forgetful. But doing things like
speed
this,
limit camera ahead.
Thank you. Not forgetful. So yeah. So that is my thought for today. As I approach the speed camera at the right speed, I can see it's coming up here. Wherever you are in the world, be safe, stay healthy, stay focused, and live your best life. See you tomorrow.